VMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome. You're listening to eBay Radio, where growing your business on eBay is our life. It's time to open phones. So give us a call right now at 888-RADIO-30. That's toll free, 888-723-4630. We love to talk. It's hard to stop us. Lines are open. Here is your host, Griff.
This open phone segment is brought to you by Bubble Fast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. Ring in the new year, 888-723-4630.
Now we go to El Segundo, California, for our shipping report with Eric Nash, brought to you by Stamps.com, postage from your PC. Happy New Year, Eric.
Hey, Lee and Griff, Happy New Year to you both. I hope you both are starting 2015 off with a bang here.
We're excited. It's a fresh slate.
Yes, a bang.
Well, cool. Well, for today's shipping tip, I wanted to talk about the new dimensional weight prices, also known as dim weight, and how these changes are going to be increasing your shipping rates in 2015, unfortunately. Very big change, though. It's really an earth-shaking change, I would say. But for those of you who are not familiar with DIM yet, UPS Ground and FedEx Ground have changed their shipping rates to be based on the size of the package now and not the weight. You know, for years and years, it's always been based on the weight. Previously, they only charged DIM for very large packages that were bigger than 3 cubic feet. But now that's changed starting this week, and they've added DIM rates for all packages being shipped by ground delivery. So it's a really big deal. They're basically making this change to help free up space in their delivery trucks. With as everybody knows, e-commerce is growing, and so they need more space in their delivery trucks to deliver all the e-commerce packages. And since a large box takes up more space, they want to be able to charge more money for that real estate on the truck. So basically, they've implemented DIM rates. And really what happens is if the DIM weight is higher than your actual weight, you're going to end up paying the higher price. And this is for UPS Ground or FedEx Ground, also FedEx Home Delivery, which is their ground delivery to a residence. And so people who are going to be most impacted are people who are sending out lower weight packages in the 1 to 3 pound range. The cool news is that we've got Stamps.com just created a DIM weight guide, and it tells you everything you need to know about DIM weight. It includes ways to calculate the DIM weight, gives you DIM weights for the 25 most common box sizes, and also provides tips to help reduce costs. It's the guide itself is free, and you can download it right now at the Stamps.com blog. You can get to that just by going to blog.stamps.com. And I really suggest everyone go get this guide because a lot of people have mentioned packages will only about 30% of packages will be impacted. But we certainly see a much different number. And if you look at the and one slide where we have the 25 top-selling boxes, you can see a good chunk or predominantly most of them are going to be impacted. And the rates are going to increase quite a bit. One very important thing to mention is that the U.S. Postal Service is not moving to DIM weights for packages under a cubic foot, which is a 12 by 12 by 12 box. So your USPS is still going to be a great deal. Couple that with the September 7th reduction in prices. It's makes USPS still the best deal in shipping. And so with that, I'm going to send it back to you, and Happy New Year to you both as well.
Same to you. We look forward to your next report. Thank you so much. Our telephone number is 888-723-4630. So, Griff, so you're noticing my allergies right now. This is our last day in this studio, and so they have it torn apart, and there's, you know, walls gone, everything. So we're going to be in a brand new studio on Thursday. So get ready for that one. 888-723-4630. Mm. Yeah, it's good. It's going to be our own studio, by the way.
Yeah.
Nobody else is going to use it. You know, we've had that problem. Where
yeah,
they come
that's
in and
been
use
a problem.
It.
Yeah, that's good.
But that's what happened this morning also, is that they're switching things over to the other studio, and we had a glitch or two right at the beginning.
It wasn't bad.
John will fix it in the archives. Nobody will even know.
They would even know.
Evan in Apple Valley, California, known on eBay as ZZURVANN. Hi, Evan. What's your question or comment?
Hi, I was actually hoping to get an item of mine dished. I'm pretty new to eBay, so I just wanted to get some feedback, and I've been enjoying listening to your radio program.
Ah, dish, eh?
Thank
you. Want a dish, huh?
Thank
okay.
you.
Yeah, give me a dish.
Yeah, what's your item number there?
The item number is 1816. Do you guys have it?
I got it. 1-816-2839-9346. 1-816-2839-9346.
Hold on, C. It's not working for me.
All right, you take a look at that there, Griff.
Why, I oughta.
Yes. Ooh. Why are you showing me stuff I have to bid on?
This is adorable.
Oh, good. Yeah, I was hoping you'd like it and maybe drive the price up a bit, Griff.
This is adorable.
So what it is, if you're listening and you don't have the benefit of the internet, or you're listening in the archives 6 years from now, is it's a metal toy, Silver Streak, Airstream travel camper trailer with cloth awning. It's a model. It's 13 inches long. How old is this?
You know, I really don't know much about it. It's something that I found, and I thought it was cool. There's no, you know, marking or branding at all on it, so I don't know. So
does
I didn't,
it look,
you know.
Does it look old? It look old to you? It's hard for me to tell.
Well, it looks more like something that was made to look old to me.
Yeah, but it's pretty darn cool. It's definitely handmade. You look underneath.
Okay, so we are...
I love this.
Oh, look at the pictures. Okay.
I just want to move in.
Good.
My little me wants to move in.
Yeah, exactly.
I can't fit in. It's really cool. I love your title. I'd get rid of the... what's that called when they do... Oh, Jesus.
Tilde or...
A tilde. I'd get rid of tilde, yeah. You don't need that before the 13. I know you mean approximately 13 inches. Just say 13 inches.
Okay.
Otherwise, yeah, I think let me see. There's something missing. Metal toy, Silver Streak, Airstream travel camper trailer with cloth awning. Did you use up all the spaces? It looks like you might have.
I did. I think I was completely out of space there.
All right. I might have put model. But I don't know I don't know what I would have taken out.
It's too late now because you have bids.
Yeah, you got bids. It's okay.
I do.
Yeah, don't
you have
worry
17
about it.
Bids.
That's going to sell for
That's
billions.
Pretty darn good. Yeah. It's kind of difficult to tell you the things we're about ready to tell you when you've gotten 25 bids. So
yeah,
obviously you're doing good.
Right. Like anything we say is going to matter.
It's
going to
matter
point.
At this point. Exactly.
Right. I just would love to use it for future reference.
Okay.
I just want to try to be
well,
the best.
I think his pictures are fantastic.
Yeah, your pictures are good. You're running into one issue which every photographer runs into, and it's sometimes unavoidable, but I think you're handling it. And that's depth of field. We don't talk a lot about depth of field on the radio, but with something like this, you'll notice, let me find an example. It's a minor quibble. But there's on one of your photos, you focused in, for example, on the edge of the awning. Consequently, things in the background of the item, including the item, are a little blurry. And that's because you're the depth of field setting on the camera, which is the opening of the aperture on the lens. And with a digital camera, this gets hard to control unless you're using manual settings. Is open wide enough to get enough light in and give you a tight focus there, but it decreases the amount of depth of field that you can take in. And the depth of field is from a focus point, how much, if you focused on that point, how much is going to be in focus in front of it and behind it. That's a depth of field that's going to be in focus.
Right. Gotcha. So the background looks kind of blurry. I'm going to have to try to mess with my camera settings to change that.
Well, let me give you a hint. Sometimes that's not necessary. So, for example, we had a caller before, but we had that wonderful jewelry, Jay. I don't know if you were listening. Some of his pictures.
I actually missed the beginning of the program today, so I'll have to catch up.
You have to listen
archive.
To it. some of his pictures of jewelry have that same effect, but to great effect, because it's a great way of focusing in on a particular part of the item. And the background of the item, which is, you know, like, for example, the back of a diamond ring may be slightly out of focus, but it works artistically. And it's not working against you here, but it's something you you and any photographer are going to want to know about, so you can control it if you need to. And the right. best, the simplest way to control it, you have to have a tripod, is to move your camera farther back on the tripod, and if it has a zoom feature, zoom in to fill the camera frame. You're going to get a bigger area of the item in focus that way. That's one way. There's other ways to do it, by decreasing the aperture size so that you're making it smaller, which in effect, and this sounds backwards, you're increasing the number, the f-stop number for that. So, you know, 22 okay. is usually the smallest hole, and 1.4 would make the aperture almost full open, or 1.8 or 2. The bigger the aperture, the more narrow the depth of field, but the more light you get in, so you can have a slower shutter speed. A faster shutter speed. The smaller the aperture, the slower the shutter speed. That's why that's why it's important, I always say, to have a tripod so you're not getting the movement. But try experimenting with that. But otherwise, great photos. Love them. I mean, these bidders are bidding because they can see this item like it was right in their hand.
Okay,
right,
what about the item specifics quickly?
Well, I don't know what you can say about this because it's kind of a custom item. So he's got two motorhome campers. Which is great because it's in that category under toys and hobbies.
So stay with us.
Yeah, and we'll finish up with it because I love this item. I'm going to put a bid in. This open phone segment was brought to you by Bubble Fest, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. We've got lines open, 888-723-4630 on eBay Radio.
Shipping between 1 and 5 packages a day and still looking for that perfect shipping sweet spot? You should be spending time growing your business, not seeking out shipping solutions. You can quit looking now because Andesha's services rock. When you need USPS shipping labels and tracking services, Andesha's integrated system imports orders and information directly from your account at eBay. The efficiency is breathtaking. The automatic discounts and qualified postage rates will also tickle your fancy. And La Peace de Resistance? You can proudly brand your company by featuring your logo or message on your own customized shipping labels. And at the end of the day, when the goods are safely on their way to your customers, you'll know you've chosen the best. Andesha.com. There's a 30-day free trial waiting for you now at ENDICIA.com/eBay Radio. You've found your shipping sweet spot.
Can you believe these markdowns? What a great deal.
I know. I always check their clearance rack. Sometimes I find something for me, and sometimes I find something perfect for my eBay store.
I didn't know you sell on eBay.
I sure do. Just last week, I shipped items to customers in Australia, Germany, and Brazil.
Well, how do you know what to sell?
I use my Terapeak mobile app. I just search for a few keywords and Terapeak finds matching eBay sales. I can tell which sizes and styles sell best and what each garment is worth on eBay.
That's so clever. How did you hear about Terapeak?
I went to www.terapeak.com and signed up for a 7-day free trial. It's easy to get started, and they offer free training content.
Smart sellers use Terapeak, the leading eBay research solution. Sign up for your free trial today at terapeak.com. That's TERAPEAK.com.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 301.
There are advantages and disadvantages to selling in an auction format on eBay. Tim Chapman is known on eBay as Mr. Customer Service. He explains one of the disadvantages to selling in an auction format.
The disadvantages are, and we know this one, as an auction, non-paying bidders. When you have an auction, you have potential for non-paying bidder because the person isn't, you know, you don't have this automatic payment thing like they do on fixed price. So sometimes you have non-paying bidders. I'm shipping right about 80 items a week, and I get one or two, you know, per week. It's just part of it, just second chance to offer it to the next guy. It's part of doing business. They're not fun, but that's one of the disadvantages.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome to another eBay Radio open phone segment. Call us at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-RADIO-30 or 888-723-4630. Our lines are open. Here's Griff.
I shouldn't have done it, but I did it anyway.
What did you do?
I put a bet on the item.
Oh, God. I knew you were
going to
do that.
Well, I like it. I like it.
Oh, by the way, we have a newsflash. Okay.
Newsflash.
Yes, I've just heard from the Ducks.
Yeah.
They are somewhere flying in between San Diego and San Jose, and they say that they should be flying over San Jose in about 45 minutes.
Wait a minute. Well, can't we just go, wah, wah, wah,
no,
wah.
No, because we don't have time to take the calls. See, we're dishing a listing. So the Ducks knew this, so they're taking their sweet time.
Darn Ducks.
Yeah, so.
Let's fire them and get some geese.
Really?
Anyway.
Honk. So,
yeah, we're looking. Yeah.
We're dishing a listing for Evan in Apple Valley, California, known on eBay as ZZURVANN.
And the item number, in case you've just tuned in, and if you did, where the hell were you? 1-816-283-9934-6.
Exactly.
And it's a beautiful, it's a toy model of an Airstream camper.
And we're dishing the listing.
And when I say toy model, let me say that this looks obviously one of a kind, handmade by someone who loves Airstream. And I think it's fantastic. There's 6 hours as we speak of this listing left. So if you want to beat me as the high bidder, you're going to have to put in a bid. Anyway, and I don't do that all the time when people call in. But sometimes I just see something I like and I think, well, that'll look nice in my hoarder house. And this is...
Well, this is great. My tactic worked.
Yeah, thanks for your call. In fact, that's what we could take the show into. It's just that you call me, and if I like your item, I bid on it, and that's
and that'll
what the
be the whole
about.
Show.
Yeah,
there we go.
Right.
Now, this brings up another question, Griff. I'm a little concerned about the feedback on my top bidder right now. So, what would you recommend?
Listen, I know him personally, and I wouldn't trust him as far as I can throw.
Wait
him.
A minute, the
you
top
can,
bidder's
you can
feedback.
For him, Lee.
The top bidder is, he's spectacular. What are you kidding? He's got 4,604
right.
feedbacks. Well, I think you're okay.
Okay, we're not through dishing. Okay.
I guess that's turnaround is
so
fair.
Play. We don't like when you center stuff.
Oh,
Evan.
Your text, yeah. Oh, no, don't center
how
that text.
Underneath where you centered all that text and used different colors.
I have to go retract my
make
bid
it
now.
All make it all black. Make it all the same font. Font size
okay.
and font, and don't put it. You can make bullet points, or if you don't want to make bullet points, you could just make one line for each thing.
I
like everything you've got here.
Yeah, and the information is okay. The problem with centering it is it makes it harder for a buyer to read, incrementally harder. So we're not talking drastically, but when the mantra. And it's true among eBay sellers is buyers don't read, and they tend not to. They tend to want to bid or buy. Then making your text even slightly, incrementally harder to read is not a good thing. And centering text is a good way to get people to not read it because it's hard. The only thing I can do is draw my eye down the middle. If I try to go from line to line, I'm going to get my eyes get fatigued. Try it. It's not the same as reading when you're reading just justified text over to the left.
Right. So you're saying just have it all justified to the left.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Neatly and professionally looking in the same color in black.
Yeah. But that being said,
you're doing a great job.
You've had 18. Let me see here a minute. I mean, you have 18 bids. There's about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, maybe over 10 bidders who apparently had no trouble reading through the centered text, so shame on us, and just continue doing what you want to do.
Well, no, I appreciate that feedback, because I want to make it as easy to read and, you know, see for everyone as possible.
So, yeah, Griff, I'm talking a 4.9 here.
I am, too, 4.9, yeah.
Yay!
You're not going to have any problems selling this
thing.
Well,
thank you so much, and thank you for the bid. I do hope you win, Griff, and then you can critique my packing job.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Yeah, let's do that on the air.
Dish packing jobs.
Dish packing jobs. I love it. We can take photos and post
them. I'll bring
in
something that I bought on eBay. You can bring in something.
Absolutely.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, let's try it.
Thank you, Evan.
Thanks.
All right, well, thank you so much, Griffin Lee. I really enjoy the show.
I do, too.
Thank you so much.
I do, too. I get people calling me in, offering me items to bid on. I love that. I think I've arrived, Lee.
Really?
It's like my own personal shopping service.
I know. I'm loving it.
Yeah. You're not bidding on stuff, though. Why is that?
From time to time, I do. But this is something. You know, I thought about this. I have a couple of pictures from an artist in central coast of California. Because we always like to go to Cambria and all those little towns. And in one of them, Cayucas, there is a big motorhome place where you can, an RV where you can park your RV right on the beach. And so I bought two paintings by this woman of two different RVs, and I thought, gee, this would look cute along with them on a shelf or something, but no. You beat me to it.
I tried.
Yeah, exactly.
You got to get up pretty early in the morning.
So we have about a minute left.
Yeah.
I gave a tip in my Lee's newsletter this morning about how most New Year's resolutions do not work because people are not specific enough.
Hmm.
Vanity Fair posted Marilyn Monroe's 1955 resolutions, New Year's resolutions.
Oh, really?
And she had very specific resolutions. Attend the acting class more often.
Oh, yes, she's a great actress.
On Wednesday, Wednesdays, go to, well, here's what she said. Instead of saying I'm going to become a star next year, she actually listed the tasks, such as start attending Klerman lectures, start attending Lee Strasberg's director's lectures at Theater Wing, inquire about both, never miss actor studio sessions. So she actually put the tasks themselves down. This is a good thing for you to do.
Yeah, it's great. Show the twins more.
Exactly.
This is Open Phones. We'll see you next hour.
If you made a list of all you could do to succeed as an online seller, building your brand should be at the top. Mylo Design is who eBay sellers look to create a professional and effective brand. Sally Mylo will work with you to brand your business. She'll work one-on-one with you to create your logo, store pages, listing templates, and profile to help you stand out from the crowd. Sally can help your design and brand reflect your business across various media with graphics for social media, your website, printed materials, and more. Her work's not done until you say it's done. As a longtime eBay seller and certified eBay stores designer, Sally stays current on eBay features and policies. Your brand is your shopper's impression of you, so make it outstanding. Contact Sally at MyloDesign.com. That's MyloDesign.com for all your branding and design needs.
Here's a smart shipping tip to make your eBay sales flow smoothly. Brought to you by Endesha, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping.
Giving shoppers what they want helps to expand your customer base. And when it comes to returns, what shoppers really want are clear communications, convenience, and flexibility. A good return policy is simple to understand and easy to find on your website. It states what can be returned, whether customers will be given a full refund or store credit, how long they have to make a return, and if the return shipping is free. Clearly spelling out these details shows buyers that you take their needs seriously and that your business is one they can count on. Giving shoppers what they really want can turn a one-time shopper into a loyal customer for life. And that's really good for your business.
This tip is brought to you by Endesha, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. Go to endicia.com/eBay Radio.
eBay seller, perhaps you've tried drop shipping or wanted to explore liquidations and returns, but a whole pallet full of goods is not something you want to take a risk on right now. The BidOnFusion.com team has come up with a special solution for eBay sellers who are looking for new and profitable product sources. Here's what they came up with. Boxes full of high-quality name brand items direct from leading retailers, including Walmart, Target, Home Depot, Costco, Rock and Republic, live audio, and more. The estimated retail value per box is $300 to $500. BidOnFusion.com has arranged wonderfully low, guaranteed flat rate shipping from their warehouse to your house anywhere in the continental USA for just $15 shipping and handling per box. Do it now. Visit BidOnFusion.com. Register, it's free, and you might even have some fun. BidOnFusion.com.